Do you hear
Oh my
the
God.
effervescence?
Hold on. Hello.
Hi, babes.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
Another day, another motherfucking podcast, girl.
Girl, another day, another dollar. It's their reality of mom intelligence. Wait, remember what we were talking about earlier?
What?
We're not going to tell them. What we're going to do is tell you what we have on the agenda this week.
Well, first of all, hi, I'm Star.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm Saturn.
And this is Fully Charged. Phaser set to stun.
This week is the motherfucking weed agenda because we were zooted and booted. Because we were zooted and booted at my sister's show. She really kills it this week at Heaven. And she had, I thought it was just CBD, but she had the actual marijuana.
I brought, you know what? It's been helping me sleep and calming my nerves. Because sometimes That's these beautiful. Girls really do be getting on my motherfucking last nerve.
But the girls give aggravation.
So, you know what? I don't mind being a little stoner chick vibes. Rasta Barbie tease.
Rastafi. Wait, is that wrong? I'm sorry.
I'm like, girl, anyway.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about Britney, because I have some things to announce because I'm on the inside. Okay. We're going to talk about Mrs. Girardi, Erica the Jane.
Yes, Erica the Jane.
Because that is Mrs. still. That's her man.
Exactly that. We're going to talk about being vegan.
Oh, yeah.
AKA riding public transit.
Yep, exactly.
We're going to talk about being good witches.
Absolutely. And yeah.
And more.
And more. So
get ready.
All right. So did we do a check-in? You're good?
I'm good. Are you good?
I am good. Last week was really rough for me. I was pulling a Tina Turner, Flea Ike in the middle of the night. That is not to say that I will ever or could ever be abused, because like Tamar said, all this mouth, you think somebody gonna abuse up on me? Even though he was. I'm sorry to say that.
Right. Ooh, but you're free
really,
now.
I'm
no.
Free.
You know what? You brought it to the cast.
I do.
This is a safe space for you and me to zap and zoodle. So go
Period.
Off, queen.
And zoodle and zapped. But speaking of free, the girl that is giving me the effervescence to be free is the story of our times, which is Free Britney.
Well, girl. They were casting illusions to the public this week. I feel
exactly.
like, you know, all the girls were so like, yes, she's going to be free. But it was lies and manipulation. So get into it.
It's like, do the girls even read articles anymore? Like, okay, so the article says free dad steps down. Wouldn't you want to know what that looks like in the in the actuality? The girls are like, oh, my God, I saw that the Variety posted this. Great. Move next story. Girl, the dad really gave it. Yeah, I stepped down. I got a couple conditions, though. So for one, I'm not going to step down. It's just more if the judge wants me to. And Miss Judge and I have been doing this for years together, so it would be interesting to see what she says in court. But if she says so, I would. Also, Britney's still lying, but because her lies are toward me and affecting her, I will step down. That's
right.
That's what it said.
See, you understand. Mm-hmm. So for everyone listening, Saturn is on. Can you explain how your history of the blogs and the and your long, like, I think they need to know the background a little.
So there will always be a reading and writing theme within this podcast because we are silly intellectuals. But my stepmom says that I wouldn't have learned how to read if I was not reading Star Magazine and Us Weekly back to back, cover to cover.
Okay.
So I've always been in the blog reading lifestyle. So when Britney was breaking down, I felt her. I felt like she represented queer kids or just misfit kids in general who like felt like they were trapped in a certain lifestyle. So when she shaved her head and all that, I was like, yes, bitch, don't be pretty no more. Fuck these people who want you to have long, silky blonde hair. Yes, girl, fire the people before you go on stage at the VMAs and fucking wear the outfit that doesn't fit. Cause fuck them, right? Like, I just had a baby. Here's my C-section scar. Like, you know, whatever the fuck. Like, she didn't give a fuck. And I think we can understand the need to not give a fuck, right? But.
Right.
So then watching her family, like, I actually watched the conservatorship happen. Like, I watched, like, her dad make statements saying that he had planned to put her in one and that the police were helping them. And the first document that was ever filed on Britney said that she had dementia, which is like, how could she have dementia? Mama's right. doing albums. And have you ever recorded an album with dementia, sister?
I don't know what that's like. It's not my ministry. Dementia is not in my ministry at the moment. So no, but I can see how they could manipulate the story to try right. to control a young woman. Right. I mean, back in the day, think of the historical context of women's and mental health. Back in the day, a woman who made too many choices, was too vocal, and perhaps was suffering from mental health conditions, they labeled them as hysterical, hysterical woman. And then they were able to take over their lives based upon that diagnosis of hysteria. So I can see how they could manipulate the system.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's so nuts to me that this could happen in this time. I mean, what I always say about it is like, if this is what white men would do to their daughters, fuck us.
Like, exactly. I mean,
we that girl.
Wow.
That's why I'm like, Britney, freeing Britney is the movement of our times, because
the trickle down. Mm-hmm.
The trickle down effect.
Trickle down effect. Exactly that.
So for the Free Britney people out there, stay vigilant. The media be lying.
It's a lie. It's
they don't
it's
care
a
about
manipulation.
This girl. Mm-hmm. That Tactics. Was just a good right. Y'all all retweeted it and they said, "Whew, good day."
A headline. Well, because that's the thing. The girls only care about a headline. They do not read.
Oh my god! Like the other day, I saw like this magazine, and I looked at it, and it said like I was pregnant, and like I went up to my mom, and I was like, "Oh my god!" Like. My mom knew, like, she was right. Like, always believe everything you read, everybody. Like, because I really am pregnant.
These kids do not read articles, girl.
They don't motherfucking read.
They don't do the research. Sad. Here's the thing. I know. This is what you didn't touch on is that for everybody, this girl likes to get into the forums online, like deep dive forum diving, archival footage tease. Like she tried to stay surface light with it, but just so everyone knows, this young woman gets into the nitty gritty of the online forums back and forth with the kids. So she knows the tea.
I have a YouTube playlist called Britney Class, and it used to be a prerequisite for my new friendships.
Not Britney Class.
I'm sure I've taken you through it at some point. It was a thing for my new, like, for friendships. It was like, you have to know what's going on with Britney.
Back to the weed agenda. She hits the peace pipe, and then she's talking at you for an hour and a half and showing you clips and showing you documentaries. I remember I came to your house once, girl, and it became, oh, you haven't seen this documentary? Here, star, strap in.
Girl, and then it gives pop quiz.
It gave, but not only that, but it gave, oh, no, this link is wrong. Oh, hold on. Clickety-click, a hacker voice on the keyboard. I'm in. Finds the video archival footage, blah, 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 blah. I'm sitting there. I've been at this girl's house for 4 hours, and now I'm suddenly I'm an initiate into the class of Britney. So it gives that. It gives all of that.
And honey, you passed with, you know, flying colors. I have to take back my statement last week. You were reading and writing during the Britney conversation.
For that Britney conversation, I was checked in. You know what? Because I said, well, clearly the girl has a degree in it.
Okay.
You could teach the PowerPoint class. Crazy. Oh my God. Speaking of, I have a friend in Brazil who literally teaches like some kind of perspective feminism, queer biology, I don't know, class on Beyonce, which I think is, it's like giving like the feminism of Beyonce. And it was really interesting. So clearly it can be done. So I don't know. Maybe. If you think about that.
Something said get a side hustle, and I was like, well, bitch, I have so many side hustles, but they all kind of are in one realm. I wonder if that would be enough of a side hustle to please the universe.
Yes, it gives like offshoot TEDx talk adjacent at the community center.
All right. In other news, more on Britney later. I have a lot to come out on.
I guess it's time for a break.
Yes, it is time for a break.
Back. Hi, and welcome back to Fully Charged.
What's up, everybody?
Okay.
Mrs. Erica Girardi. Did you watch this week? This is your story. You live for this story.
Oh, whoever is currently the line producer on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills needs to be nominated for an Emmy because they are putting it together. They are giving us like every episode. I'm like, wait, no, it's over. Fuck. Like, they really
you get
mad.
I love it. You're like, where? I need more. Like, you know what?
I'm bought and sold.
You know what I love is that they barely do like the silly background music anymore, and they never do it when Miss Erica is on screen. It's so silent. It is silent. They're like, no, baby, we want you to hear every.
Erica shares, if you don't mind me saying, that Tom calls her.
Well, I do mind you saying that because I feel like you're betraying my friendship right now. But please, have your moment. Go ahead, babe.
No, I don't want to do it with like that.
I've tried to be honest.
And it's giving performances of their lives.
Their lives. Like, Kyle couldn't be happier.
Not, it's giving, this bitch is crying. It's over here. Crystal's in a teary-eyed voice. I said, no, Crystal's over here in a teary-eyed voice on the couch. Garcelle's is over here in a teary-eyed voice. Erica's in the bathroom talking about, I am trying to be as honest as possible. Like, I was like, the bitch. No, and you know me, I talk to my TV like the girls can hear me. I said, no, Erica, no. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm screaming at the TV, shut up, Rena. Like, because Rena is doing the most, as always.
As fucking always.
She's trying to make, you know what I realized her whole mood this season is to be the instigator, which she usually is, but now she's trying to like catalyze because she was the villain. Right. So she's trying to be like, oh, like, let me pick who's the villain and who's the victim in every situation this season.
Right. Well, it's too that thing where like when you're sick of being wrong and you catch the bitch who was getting you together for being wrong, you caught her being slightly wrong for 5 seconds. You're like, Garcelle, do you think you can own something? Garcelle said, absolutely not, bitch. I said, that's right.
Girl, and Crystal stood right there with her saying she didn't know. Right. She had no idea. She didn't even hear it.
Like, Rena,
chill out, bro.
You're in trouble, Rena, permanently. So don't try to get the other girls there with you.
Yes, she was trying to get it together. But I don't think Erica was going to fall for it. And Erica was just like, honestly, I'm just overwhelmed. And as much as people want to say that it's all fake, I really don't think it is because I just don't think Erica's that, like, level of acting. If she is, then it's giving... Maybe she's convinced, like, you know, where it's like a lie that you convince yourself and then you live it. Because I just can't see, like, it doesn't seem fake to me.
Well, you know what lets me know that it's not fake is that when the way she kind of greets everyone in the room, she has so much tension and she's like, I'm as okay as I can be. Because she doesn't know what's coming next. You know what I mean? She has no idea what's coming for her. I wonder what you think about this. I watched this YouTube place called Sherelle's World. Shout out to her if she's listening. and they...
Because you're such, like, any kind of deep, weird blog shit. This girl has watched it. If you, I go to her house and we look on her fucking Apple TV of like her recommended. YouTube recommended shit. It's like the most random video you will find on the internet of like people talking about the housewives.
Talking. Girl, Britney documentaries, show reviews. Like, girl, I like to hear the girls gab and give.
But and the most random girls Sherelle's, who the fuck is Sherelle?
When you see her setup, you're going to be like, oh my God, this random lady in Las Vegas talking online with her husband. It's so funny. But okay, so they were saying that they think that the top four girls, the way that Garcelle last week was like, oh, these girls are all best friends and we're not, and da-da-da-da, like, they're all protecting Erica. I actually don't think they are. Sherelle's world was saying that when Kyle was throwing Sutton under the bus by being like, what did the article say? Like, bitch, you knew you read the article. They're trying to set up Sutton to throw Erica under the bus.
Right. They are setting that up. Which, you know what? Fine.
Just in case.
Sutton is a good villain. Actually, as far as like villains go, I think Sutton is probably the most benign. Whereas Vanderpump is actually really meticulous and malicious and like super thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Sutton, as Crystal Clockter, is manic. And so she's kind of just like chaotic. So she'll be this villain. She'll be this kind of villain. She'll just like switch. And they won't be able to truly call her a villain, but she'll be doing all the villain things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's very innocent. It's like she's just dumb.
Do you care if Erica let Tom put $20 million in her account?
Do I personally? Why are you giving me the ethical dilemma of the year?
I know. Okay, can I tell you the way that processed through my mind?
I was like,
is this an appropriate question?
For the girls to listen, I don't know, bitch. I'm Silly Boots. Who? What does that mean? What does it mean for the world? I don't know, bitch. The girls are over here talking about Rihanna being a billionaire. Oh, I'm mad. Oh, I'm not mad. Oh, you girls are chumps for talking about Bill. Bitch, I don't care. It's giving very much, well, I woke up today. Thank God. I'm going to be silly. Willier. Who? What is $20 million for me, bitch? I don't even know what that kind of money looks like. Okay.
Right. I mean, girl, our dilemma today was, are we catching the bus to one another?
Are we catching the bus to each other? To who? Are we going to actually sit in the same room together? Who's going to give us a ride? I don't care. But let me just say this. I don't believe that she got $20 million from that man. If so, first of all, as she's purporting, this man's out of his mind. So it wasn't even him. It would be his assistant's assistant. Where my mind goes, I said, it wouldn't even be him. And she wouldn't even know. And if they did it, they put it in her name and she probably didn't even know.
Right. She probably asked, you know, when she said, I ask him questions and I don't get answers anymore. She probably meant, I asked, what is this $20 million? And his assistant said, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Exactly. Like, she's giving, and you know what? Just like El Chapo's wife, when she said, he was a very sweet man to me and my family. That's what it's giving. And that's what I would give too if I was wife. I mean, I don't know shit.
She had to I don't know old nothing. Wrinkly. I mean, no shade to old wrinkly. I've been with old and he wasn't
exactly.
Wrinkly,
but, you know, like, as we talked about last week, we've been with old.
Yeah. So, but with that comes, like, if I had to sleep with this 81-year-old man and make him come to his, you know, euphoria moment, like, that's my money. I deserve that. I don't know.
Okay. And with that,
we touched on this. How do you feel about being a new best writer?
Well, let's talk about the vegan lifestyle.
Yes.
I was a actual vegan, like no meat, no dairy, for about 7 years in my youth. Starting as a teen, late teens, we won't say how young, but anyway. So I was a vegan for 7 years and then I stopped being vegan. But I want to say I rode the public bus recently, and it's free right now in LA. I rode the bus and it made me feel that same feeling. I felt better than everybody else and I felt vegan.
Right.
I felt vegan and I felt like Gretel Thornberry. I said, okay, I swam
now,
across
that,
the Atlantic. The girl that swam across the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Gretel.
Yes. Yeah.
She said, You are destroying the earth. The fire is raging across the globe. And I felt like, you know what? I just did my part, girl.
Period. Period. What is exactly. it? The carbon situation?
The carbon. Mm-hmm. And the nitrogen.
That's the thing.
The alchemical processes.
Yes, girl. I felt that. We are thinning out the layer in California.
And so I said, you know what? You can't catch me slipping. I just saved the world. I felt like, you know, the girl, you know what? I felt like the song from The Princess Diaries. I'm Supergirl, and I'm here to save the world. Because yes. I want to know why I feel so alone.
Mm-hmm. That was Miss Pre-Pink, the pink before pink.
Like Miss Light Skin Pink.
Light Skin
you remember,
Pink.
You remember?
Because pink is dark skin. Let's take a break and think about
Let's take a break.
Yeah, we're back again.
We're back.
Oh my God, my other earphone almost just worked.
Final thoughts on being vegan and offsetting our carbon footprint by riding the bus.
Yeah.
You are the original vegan LA doll.
I am the original vegan LA doll. I actually most recently was catching the bus to the chiropractor. Like,
exactly.
You know, I was really, honestly, I find it very calming. Like, I love to drive. I am a perfect driver, in fact.
Me as well-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, truly.
B plus, I mean, at least.
I mean, honey, you made strides in a very short amount of time.
The way that that's a read, but I'll take it.
I mean, babe, I'm just saying.
I lost my dialect. Okay, sorry.
But no, it just feels really like nice to not be in control and not have to deal with all of these bad LA drivers. And to be vegan and help the world and 20 of us on the bus and dealing with a lot of different personalities. And you know, it feels very rich white woman to be like, you know what? I'm going to catch the bus.
Exactly. Actually, that's the most white woman thing to do now is catch the bus. We've circled all the way back around. And, you know, we can sit in the front of the bus. Rosa had to sit in the motherfucking back. They tried to fight Rosa and pull her to the back of the motherfucking bus. And now these days, girlies, we can sit right there in the front of the bus with the rest of the coloreds and the whites.
Yep. And sometimes when I see Miss Karen pull up on the bus, I put my bag next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she can sit next to me.
I spit at her, in fact, and say, Karen, get to the back of the bus, you honky bitch.
All right. Speaking of being a really good witch.
Just kidding. I'm sorry.
No, I 100% support you. I love that we have this, like, this sister synchronicity of, like,
yes.
You know, like, being good girls and, like,
yes,
giving
we're
back.
Good witches.
We're good witches.
In fact, you originated the club. The Good Witch Club.
I was the first practitioner of...
Founding member
of the club. When me and my sister combined our powers, that was one of the rules, because I know that she was a different kind of practitioner sometimes.
Let's just say that, perhaps. You know, I would say if we're doing, like, D&D rolling, you know, I was, like, chaotic evil for a second.
But, like, for fun.
For fun.
Which
and now I'm chaotic neutral, sometimes chaotic good. The Good Witch Club pulls me towards chaotic good.
I started more good than I am now. Now I'm like Prue a little bit, where Prue was like, you know what? No, I'm about to throw that bitch on the wall. I'm about to throw her on the wall with my mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or Phoebe when she was dating the demon.
Oh, I'm definitely Phoebe and Cole. That is the tea.
That was the tea, because then she was definitely just chaotic.
Well, girl, because I have yet to not date a Cole, so I really need...
You know what? You need to get out of the Balthazar cycle.
Should I get in the cycle where he's, like, whispering from the other realm? Because he was better then, right?
Right. After the demon baby died.
Right. Well, that was the Oracle's baby.
Okay, anyway, so...
I mean, honestly, yeah, well...
That brings me to Miss Cromwell.
Exactly. I wanted that. I wanted you to...
That brings me to Madame Cromwell, who I told, I was like, we're going to talk about you on the cast today.
Because, I love her so much.
You know what? Let me talk about one of the little scene girls of L.A., Miss...
Yep, icon.
Catherine Elizabeth Cromwell, a.k.a. Alana, a.k.a. Muna.
Muna.
A.k.a. Yes. The effervescent energy.
She is so fucking effervescent.
But I was hanging out with her this week and I was thinking to myself, like, this is a lesson for me to live the fantasy.
It's
true. Okay, so you know how some of the girls be delusional dolls, right? And they're delusional because however they act doesn't really translate to, like, their life and how they, like, access things and get things. Mm-hmm. Like, they act like they're all that and they really are not. They, you know... They're not actually that effervescent, but they think that they are. Mm-hmm. Alana Cromwell is the actualization of living the fantasy. Like, she believes her fantasy so hard that it's real.
It is. I saw and it. Manifest.
It inspires me. Yes.
Yeah. Watching her perform this week at Heaven and making that club hers.
Yes.
And at peak hour was just like it just took me back to a time where I knew a young girl that was similar.
Exactly. She reminds you of the effervescent, youthful spirit that lives inside all of us.
Absolutely.
And that's what I tried. You know what? I'm like, you know what? Let me actually, like, stop thinking and be more like Alana and live it.
Be an Alana. Be an
in
Alana.
In a world full of oof. Other girls, yeah. And you know which girl I'm thinking about.
I know.
In the world full of certain young women, you want to be an Alana who
an Alana,
lives
baby.
Her hope and lives her fantasy, honey.
100% love Alana.
Okay. Next docket.
So I just wanted to share, earlier at the top of the show, I was saying that I was in a mood, and I just want people to know what my mood is. Often is, just so that you're not ever questioning this pretty nice bitch.
Exactly.
There is this video of Patti LaBelle on the Tyra Banks show where some young lady thought that she could tell Patti something as if Patti did not know something. Baby, me and Patti know every motherfucking thing. So when you tell us something, honey, you better be the right thing. Let's get into the clip.
This has paper on it.
Yeah, you can't eat the paper.
Nope.
Now these are
but
made
you can
with.
Touch them with your hands.
That is true. Two kinds of cake mix. And also, one of the little secrets I use, Diet Hot Cocoa packets to make the
paper.
To really amp up the chocolate flavor.
Diet Hot Cocoa. Diet what hot is Patty saying packets. Over there?
She is causing trouble.
Yeah, no, what makes you think I could eat the paper, boo?
Yeah, you can't eat the paper. No, no paper. Paper bad, cake good.
Okay, next.
You're the one that wants to eat the paper.
I didn't want to eat the paper. What's wrong with that?
Okay. Is made out of fat-free whipped cream, fat like marshmallow cream, which is also a great ingredient, and fat-free cream cheese.
Okay.
Okay.
Must everything
moving
be a contest?
Are you okay?
Girl, yeah, but okay. I don't eat paper. I just made sure my hands were clean, and when I said to the audience, this is paper,
yes.
I meant that I'm not touching the actual cupcake, boo.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Please look it up so you can see the eyes, because I'm sure I've made these eyes in front of you before, someone who's listening.
Well, the girls caught me giving those same eyes at the party. Do you remember that when Matisse or...
Oh, that picture, wait.
Vanya caught me, like...
I live for that picture. Because, oh, wait, y'all. The girls were being verbose.
The girls were being verbose. It gives when the girls start talking a lot and you're like, this is nonsense, we give that energy of Patti LaBelle giving like, girl, now you really think I'm about to eat this paper?
Right.
Baby. Do you believe that yourself, baby? Baby. Why was gonna eat the paper?
Okay, boo.
But you give this down, yes. It gives you were are you serious? Okay. Right.
And I'm not gonna let it go until you understand that. You said something crazy and incorrect, in fact. And I just need to, I want you to be good and smart in the world. So I always want to leave people better than I found them. And I just like to help. And peace
well,
to the world.
You know what? We all thank you. for the help. And something that I read you about too, I'd be like, girl, you know that we all can't be there where you are. And is it our fault? Because Miss Mama's over here, she can put, you know, X, Y, Z, the equations all together really quickly. And sometimes the girls can't follow along with the equation that she knows and she understands. So sometimes I'll be like, what? And she'd be like, well, keep up, girl. Well, keep up, girl. And it gets, okay. Is it our fault that we are not as fast and we cannot compute as quickly as you, Miss Mamas?
You're right, babe. You keep me in tune and in check. And you're right. No one can keep up with you.
And with that, let's talk about our songs of the week, girl.
Yeah, babe. What did you listen to that got you feeling good?
You know, we're curators. We're artists. We have our fingers to the pulse. So this is a song for the Fully Charged playlist, which will be on Spotify. I picked a song from one of my Oakland faves, Tyler Holmes.
Love Tyler.
We love Tyler Holmes. Cutest little light-skinned girl of Oakland.
Well,
with the song Confuse Me. I love that song. So good. It's an amazing song. Tyler is a really good lyricist, songwriter, and overall good Judy.
Taking your time, but I know that you're mine. It's only a spoon. I was underwhelmed and lonely. For you to know me, I've been feeling away, but you still seem to stay by my side. With your shelter, I have no need to hide. Feel the waves come crashing through your own mind.
You actually, I love Tyler so much, and you inspired me, sister, to shout out another underground beautiful artist, and it is Andrell. They have a song called Here I Go Again, doing what I did at the release party. I'm like, what is it called? It's the song is called Beware of the World. And it's just so beautiful. I actually listened to it for the first time on our way to record the first episode. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it just sent me to another place. So this is Beware of the World by Andrell.
Love that.
Careful little black boy, don't you smile too big. Don't you shine too bright. They are watching. Careful little black boy, watch your confidence, it makes others sense, they are scared of you. Careful little black boy, don't let them tell you how you're supposed to dream.
Damn, is it over?
Oh my God, babe.
Oh,
we're so
another
good at
week.
This.
We are good.
It just,
and if what? You're following along, we've clearly gotten better.
Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because we are what? That bitch.
Sickening, honey.
In yes. The words of the Claremont twins, we are
that bitch.
That bitch.
Or that bitch Giovanna that you knew from Clark.
You know, that bitch Giovanna. You know that bitch, Giovanna. Girl, you know me. That bitch, Giovanna. Okay, anyway. That's it.
You guys, make sure you follow the Fully Charged playlist on Spotify for all the good songs. And we'll add more that we don't talk about on the podcast. Who knows?
Exactly. We might add something else there. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the show on your podcast app, wherever you are listening right now. Hit the subscribe button. Yes. Also, leave us a review and a 5-star rating. I looked on podcasts on Apple and I saw we had a lot of 5-star ratings but no reviews. I want to hear your thoughts, kids.
Yes.
Say something. Us. Talk about us. And it better be fucking good. And if it's mean, I'll take it with a grain of salt, because I know you bitches be haters sometimes for no reason. Ooh. Anyway, thank you so much for charging up with us.
Yes, charging up with us. We appreciate and love you guys so much.
We love you.
Yeah, join us next week.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Fully Charged is hosted by Saturn Rising and star Amarasu.
Produced by Big Dipper.
With editing by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Supersonic by Saturn and Star.
Our artwork is designed by Matthew Enderlin with photography by Vice Cooler and Dalton Blanco.